All right. And there that goes. That looks like podcast audio. And that there looks like Facebook video. Come on.
Father Teresa's Wine Cellar, we believe all oppression is intersectional. And this means our analysis of current events frequently includes discussion of difficult and explicit content. Any combination of the following topics could be included in our show: murder, rape, war, climate change, racism, sexism, violence, sexual violence, homophobic violence, heterocentrism, discrimination and abuse against individuals of nonconformist sexuality, domestic violence, child abuse, child rape, child neglect, elderly abuse, verbal abuse, police brutality, microaggressions, ableism, cyberbullying, genital mutilation, ideological extremism, and people just being total fucking assholes.
All right. WineCellarMedia.com, PayPal.me/PhoenixAndWilliam, Patreon.com/WineCellarMediaFund, Patreon.com, almost at the 48 folks that signed up to the Patreon.com, and Phoenix Collider has that 2 weeks notice in, and the boss, which is because she works at the office of a church, it's the pastor, would like to, you know, maybe have a meeting, see if we can hash things out this Thursday. Someone gives you a 2 weeks notice Monday last week, which frankly should make this the last week, but she's being nice, so it looks, to my eye, looks more like a 3 week notice, right? Because you're giving it to them Monday, and then the following 2 weeks are going to be your last weeks. Nigga, that's 3 weeks. But, this motherfucker don't want to talk till Thursday the next week. Nigga. I know you're not doing much at about 12 p.m. Sunday. Because, you know, white churches, they get out quick and fast. All right. When I went to New Covenant Pentecostal Tabernacle, nigga, you got out of church at like 3, nigga. And went in at 9 for Sunday school. 9 to 3. It was a goddamn shift. All right. Check my old decibalities. All right, I feel good about it. I like it. All right, so fucking him too. You know, Phoenix Collider and I, we went to bed to go to sleepy rest without any adult beverages. So that meant, like, I think I slept for like 2.5 hours at first. And then I woke up, and then she came in, and I can hear her on the Twitters. And then I'm like, I'm going to look at the Twitter, too. And I'm just like, what's she posting? And I just go and look at what she's posting. And she said something about, hey, people need to look at this him too hashtag. I go and look at it. And I'm like, it's thoroughly amusing. You know, so what that was, and it's let me go ahead and get my information up here. An individual. What's a Blue Star Navy Mom 3. Put a picture up of her son. And said, this is my son. Capitalized the M-Y. This is my son. He graduated number one in boot camp. He was awarded the USO award. He was number one in a school. Number one in a school. Alright. He is a gentleman who respects women. He won't go on solo dates due to the current climate of false sexual accusations by radical feminists with an axe to grind. I vote hashtag him too. And her other son put up a picture of them together, you know, because evidence, and said, my brother is trending on Twitter because my mom's ridiculous tweet. I'm a mixture of laughing hard and feeling bad for him. And then a nigga named Emily Tim jumped in the joint, and she was like, it's nothing against him. I'm sure he's everything your mom said, but I'm pretty sure he's comfortable dating. Your mom needs to turn off the hashtag Fox News. And he said, my little, you know, throw the ableism at him. My mom is crazy. She just loves attention. I guess she got it. And another motherfucker named Dancing John Hansen. Dancing John Hansen is the brother. And this person said, their name on Twitter is We Have No Healer in Chief. And they said, so is he actually afraid to date, or did your mom completely make that up? And Dancing John Hansen said, she made it up. She posted a few times on Facebook trying to get him a date. He doesn't need her help. She had good intentions, but I never expected this to go viral. And a nigga named Stephanie jumped in and said, I think she may have deleted. And he said, she claimed her account was hacked and she didn't tweet that. I don't believe that for a second. She said she is calling the police. Nigga, your mom is a quintessential white woman. Jesus Christ. Morning, wine cellar. All right. And other folks got involved in this whole thing.
I hope you're sure happy it's Tuesday in the wine cellar.
All right.
Why are you trying to give me a glass? Just give me that bottle.
I'd be turning those things down low.
This show is fucked up.
All right. Now, other people got involved in this whole thing, right? So I'm looking, like, one of the first ones I see under the hymn, too, is a picture of the sun. Said, this is my son. It won't go on dates with girls because it's a giant mass incandescent gas, and therefore too hot to handle him, too. Yeah, people just start getting their fucking clown on. Now, this one's a little dark. This is someone's son. He raped a young woman in an alley behind a dumpster and recorded it on his phone. He served only 3 months in jail. Hashtag him too. And now some of these celebrity references I don't get. One woman has a very, very young boy in a Beto t-shirt, probably at a political rally. I'm assuming that's Texas with this Beto, B-E-T-O individual. And she put, this is my son. He won't go on dates because girls have cooties. Hashtag him too. And there's plenty of these. You can check it out. I made one. Hey! I put it on the Facebooks first because you can use more letters. And then I put it on the Twitter with the letters cut down a little bit, right? So the one I put up on the Facebooks has the full wording. And it's a picture of Vanilla Ice, an older picture, you know, more recognizable. though he did age like a rich white man, so, like, he's still kind of recognizable. And I put, this is my son. He stops, collaborates, and listens. He always wanted to know what it was like to have a Roni to play that funky music with. But these feminists took it to the extreme with this Me Too witch hunt. So now he won't go on dates solo. And if the issue is pressed, he just turns an ice, ice cold shoulder, baby. Hashtag him too. You know, and then I put it on the Twitter with, I think I had to cut out the, feminists took it to the extreme. Yeah, like I cut that sentence out and then it was able to fit in the Twitter. Yeah, and how did this all start? Because a right winger was full of shit and had to lie. Everything that is to the right has to have a lie to it. The further left you go, the less lie you get, right? Like, everything these people think and say is all bullshit, right? Christopher Columbus, brilliant navigator that discovered a new world. Yeah, okay. And then what are they putting in those history books now? Africans came over to America for internships. That shit's in fucking textbooks. You know, and who tried to tell you that shit? Small time podcast. I mean, cognitive dissonance is not small time anymore, but at that time, Tom and Cecil of the cognitive dissonance program, that was a small time. That was like a newer podcast. Like, I think it was only like a year old when they were covering that. Like, this is what they're trying to put in Texas school books. Like, pay attention to this shit. And the Wine Cellar were even smaller, you know, and we were like blog talk radio, telephone audio. Like, this is what they're trying to do. Pay attention to this shit. And then when it happens, everybody's like, oh, what happened? I was so busy watching MSNBC, you know, or listening to motherfuckers like Bob Seska or, you know, Buck Dancing Elon or any of these Imani Gandhi niggas, and somehow you just didn't know that because you were paying attention to fucking petty bourgeois niggas that don't give a fuck, alright? And that just went right off of everything that right wingers have to say is a lie. Yeah, I'm telling you, go on the Facebook and follow this cat that I follow, a black man named Larry Dunbar. Very Republican, name spelled phonetically. Just go fucking follow him. He just says bullshit. You know what? We're in the Morning Wine Cellar. We're having a good time, right? You're having a good time. I'm having a good time. Let's go ahead and in the Facebook search bar and just search this motherfucker's name. Come on. Okay, Larry Dunbar. Right? And his profile picture is him with an American flag behind him. And he put a frame, like how you could have an optional Facebook, like, auto frame. And it's like people looking at him like he's a painting, you know, and he's a buck dancing ass black man. Let's just look at some of his shit, right? Starting just from the top and take it down. They have to be full of shit. Oh, God, especially black Republicans. Jesus balls. 11 hours ago, he posted, "Leftists. Women want every man neutered, while women who are on the right want a help meet and a family. This November, something has to give." Oh, as he says, "I bet you there are a group of people the Democrats want to want nowhere near the polls. Those from Venezuela." Okay. I wonder if he's drunk at this hour. No, 12 hours ago, that would be 3 p.m. Well, if he's in the same time zone as me. He also says, "The same fear that brought you to the polls in 2016 to avoid a Hillary Clinton presidency must be amplified three times over to avoid the Democrats taking over the legislative branch of government. Imagine Maxine Waters on the House Intelligence Committee or Kamala Harris as chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee. This is far more dangerous than any Clinton presidency. These people already said they want to take us back to the Obama era where nothing worked. They said we must adopt socialism to give everyone the same opportunity to be miserable." That's a fact, right? So Kamala Harris and Maxine Waters said verbatim, or maybe loosely quoted, that we must adopt socialism to give everyone the same opportunity, and of course snarkily put in to be miserable. He continues, "They want open borders, okay, where anyone could just walk across our borders and immediately be entitled to the same benefits as we Americans. You ever wonder why Social Security for seniors have not had a decent increase in nearly 40 years? It's because we pay illegals benefits who got hurt while working here illegally and then go back to their home countries and wait for their American tax-funded monthly check to arrive. We are such big suckers when it comes to this illegal immigration, but this is what the Democrats want. Open the country up to all sorts of BS. He says these words on purpose. Man. All right? Like, really? That's a thing that he claims is happening. Let's go over it again. He claims that folks from, let's keep it greasy, he's talking about folks from Mexico. He's claiming that folks from Mexico are coming here, getting jobs, getting hurt on those jobs, and then going back to Mexico and getting a check every month. And this is happening with so many of them, and these checks are so big that Social Security checks can't increase. Like, this is just freestyling. Like, unless I, like, if there is some sort of podcast or something he listens to, I want to know. I want to motherfucking know what the hell he's listening to. All right? 100%. All right. Now, that's the kind of shit, like, right-wingers have to be full of shit. Hey, guys, see, archive chat space not active. I mean, of course, it's 3:38 a.m., Tuesday morning, Wine Cellar, October 9th, 2018. PayPal.me/PhoenixAndWilliam, Patreon.com/WineCellarMediaFund. Thanks to motherfuckers hitting that shit up. Shit is coming on the way. Remember, Phoenix Collider, 2 weeks notice, finally put in. We've been talking about that. Phoenix Collider, full time, come on. And we're going to give it a shot, you know. We're going to see if there can be, because we did the math. If there's a $300 increase, you know, in like 45 days to 60 days of Phoenix Collider, leaving that job, then she won't have to get another job, you know, and we can tough it out. All right, we can tough it the fuck out. Let's see here. So, stuff and things, shit that matters to me, you know. Street art outside Durga Puja Marquee. It supports sex workers' rights in Calcutta. I assume that's pronounced Calcutta. K-O-L-K-A-T-A. Is that that place where, that motherfucker, a nun, some Catholic nigga went out there fucking people up? Like, people were sick and needed help, and she would just, like, keep money that was meant for him and pray? Some shit like that. Some British journalist covered that shit. That's not what this story's about. This is, modern. So at the entrance of the marquee in North Calcutta's Ahiratola, the tastefully done graffiti and other installations convey the untold story of sex workers. It is, like, the style is pretty fly, the way they did this graph art, like ground graph art. This shit is pretty fly. It's a 300-foot-long street art dedicated to the rights of sex workers, unveiled on Monday outside the Durga Puja Marquee. And, excuse me. Now, the street art vividly represents the journey of a sex worker, beginning with three women peeping from behind a door to a distorted kumkum line, vermilion on a woman's forehead to signify her tragic life. The artists create graffiti dedicated to the rights of sex workers. Quote, "We are happy that that these people thought of us, like Ma Durga, we are also women and part of society. Due to this initiative, we have been able to mix with everyone," end quote. And that's a quote from a person named Kahol Boze, a member of the Mahila Samanwe Committee, and that is an exclusive forum for sex workers. Its members present on the occasion were visibly happy, when the graffiti was unveiled, setting the mood for the 10-day festival. The women expressed their joy and gratitude by gracefully dancing to the beats of dock drums. The Pewha committee, who comes up with the theme of the these words are killing my ass. Comes up with the theme of the Utsarito Alo, a streaming light, to showcase respect for showcase the respect that sex workers deserve and to support their demand for working rights. The committee working president Utam Saha said, quote, "For ages, our orthodox society has neglected sex workers as human beings. We fail to realize that they are someone's mothers or sisters. They do not deserve torture or hatred." Now, we can also recognize that they are someone, right? Like, they can also be individuals worthy of humanity by virtue of being human. Hey, check it out. Continuing a quote from a committee member, they said, "They spend their lives in silence, and face humiliation and rejection. We are hence determined to support the journey of these sex workers with a pledge to ensure basic rights to them so that they can live with their heads held high." End quote. And in this one, Jesus Christ, a lot of adults need to get punched in the motherfucking face for this shit. This was put up by Ruardith Marr on October 6, 2018. And school administrators couldn't decide whether a student should be sheltered with boys or girls, so they left her outside. A transgender student was separated from her peers during a mass shooter drill in a Virginia middle school as school administrators debated where to send her. A lockdown drill at a Stafford County Middle School designed to teach the students how to respond in case of an attack required students to seek shelter in the nearest bathroom or locker room. However, the transgender student whose identity has been withheld was instead forced to sit in the gym while the other students sought shelter, while teachers discussed where she should go. An equality staffer said in a Facebook post, which is hyperlinked here from winecellarmedia.com, after debating where would be the safest for the student to shelter during the drill, and it was designed to mimic the response to an active shooter, the teachers ultimately told her to sit in the locker room hallway away from the other students. The continuing, and this is a quote from the from Stafford. They said, quote, "The student was forced to watch the adults charged with her care debate the safest place for the other students to have her shelter. During this debate, she was instructed to sit in the gym with a teacher until the drill was complete, away from her peers, and identified as different. After some additional debate, she was made to sit in the locker room hall by the door, away from her peers." Continuing, equality Stafford slammed the school's response, noting that they essentially treated the student as a danger to other students. Like, and this is Virginia, one can assume fairly right wing, you know, Joe Manchin and whatnot, and so the whole thing, active shooter drill, you know, don't do anything about gun legislation or anything like that. Just get the kids ready to run from bullets. Run and hide from bullets, kids, because that shooter needs his rats to his guns. But transgender student, more dangerous than the bullets, put that one, that would make a good shield. Put that one in front of the bullets. You know, buy us some time. Huh. I just basically threw that water on my face instead of drinking it. For people looking at the video and not the podcast audio. Alright, continuing. During an event, this is a quote from the Stafford, Equality Stafford. During an event that prepares children to survive an attack by active assailants, she was treated as if she was so much of a danger to peers that she was left exposed and vulnerable, end quote. The Stafford County Middle School's spokesperson, hey, that's really what they put, spokesperson. Their name is Sherry Johnson. They issued a statement, which is also hyperlinked from WineSolarMedia.com, following outcry over the school's actions. The new superintendent has requested a review of all protocols and procedures to ensure that all children are treated with dignity and respect, said Johnson. We take such matters very seriously, and they will be addressed. The welfare of all students is of the utmost importance for SCPS, Stafford County Middle School. And the Equality Stafford is urging parents and students to attend the county's school board meeting on October 9th to, quote, lend your voice to the growing cry, end quote. It is October 9th right now. If you know somebody in Virginia, anywhere near this, and maybe they have offspring there, get them to go. If that's you, go. Get involved. Because I guarantee you, the transphobes are going to show up, you know, so the niggas that's down, the niggas that's ready to put it down and represent, get up out in that motherfucker. And over here in the archive chat space, before we wrap this thing all the way up, there's Sam. Why won't this thing let me see the whole gosh darn deal? That is what evil looks like. It will not let me see all the words that this cat is typing here. But Sam said, yes, Calcutta is the less angelicized version of what used to be called Calcutta by us Brit invaders and wasn't. Also, there's another Calcutta that is C-A-L-C-U-T-T-A, and I'm looking at one that must be Kolkata. Oh, he said less anglicized. Choo-doo-doo-doo-doo. I just called Anglos angels. That's what I do. All right. So let's go ahead and get the heck darn out of there. All right. Peace to Rebecca F. and Sam. Posted up in the joint. And podcast audio will be up. And I'll download this video, put it up on the Facebooks. And then I'm going to go do a shift. I think we have a safety committee meeting this week. Because they canceled the one last week, so we might have one off week. Yeah, I'm on the safety committee because they said, you know, it's basically like do that extracurricular shit. And that's how, you know, it helps you get promotions and whatnot, raises and all that. Because we need more money dollars. All right. PayPal.me/PhoenixAndWilliam. Patreon.com/WineCellarMediaFund. Have a good one. Morning, Wine Cellar. I need a mouse pad. Jesus Christ, trying to slide this thing across this raggedy plastic. There we go. All right. Now I can go ahead and turn off the datgum audio. Peace, motherfucker.